I'm going to just keep uploading truth, nuggets of truth to make you think. When Jesus went to heaven, which side did he sit on? Which side of God did Jesus sit on? He sat on the right-hand side. He didn't sit on the left-hand side. He sat down on the right-hand side of God. I want you to think about it. The Bible says Jesus sat down on the right-hand side of God. Not the left, but the right. Why is it called right? Because it's right. The right-hand side of God, not the left, the right. If you don't think that has a significance, then you're in delusions. Jesus sat down on the right-hand side of God. That has a significant meaning. Everything is a type and a shadow. Not the left, but the right. Where's Jesus seated right now? On the right-hand side of God. Somebody needs to wake up. Somebody needs to wake up. Somebody needs to read that Bible, and they need to read it slowly and take every word and believe it. Every word. Every paragraph, every chapter, every book, the context. Don't take it out of context. Make sure you put it in context. And then you put the pieces into the whole and the books into the whole 66. You put all the puzzle pieces together. And when Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, he was telling you something. Jesus doesn't do flippant stuff. He said, whatever God tells me to do, I do it, when he was on earth. There's nothing flippant about God. It's all settled. Jesus would not sit down on the left-hand side at all, period. There's a reason why, people. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. There's a reason why Jesus sat down on the right-hand side of God. There is a reason why. Can somebody hear me? Can anybody hear me out there in the matrix? How come preachers don't talk about it? Because it's a code hidden in plain view. It's so obvious. It's right. It's as obvious as the nose on your face, what it means.